Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Peer pressure makes young people text all day long. Social media is replacing face-to-face communication. Our addiction to technology and the rapid breakdown in morality go hand in hand. Today, how the grace of God gives us a way out of this mess. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to talk about what grace teaches us.
The pollster George Barna says that the media exposure has become America's most widespread addiction. In an article entitled "The Changing Shape of Temptation," he says, though sexual sins are nothing new, viewing pornography online continues to escalate and take on new forms. About half of Americans admit to spending too much time in the media. Most Americans, 59%, say that they don't do anything to avoid the temptation. And why do we give in to temptation? 50% don't know, 20% say it's a means of escape, another 20% say that they enjoy it, and then there are a few other categories, but only 1% say it's because of sinful human nature. Only 1%. Really reminds you of the fact, doesn't it, that the human soul is incapable of properly assessing its true condition. Well, this is a series of messages entitled "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture." This past week, I received a letter, an email from one of our missionaries in Hungary saying how desperately needed these messages are there, where the young people have all the exposure and many of them have no rules at all. But that's the way it is in America as well, isn't it? And then I received a letter from someone who attends here who says that she's distressed over this series because it seems as if I don't recognize the benefits of technology. So I want to set that record straight. Of course, we're very thankful for technology. Who would want to go back to the horse and buggy days? Thank God for technology. And in all of the ways that you can think of, technology has improved our lives. I'm only speaking about the negative side. And I'm affirming the fact that it doesn't come to us neutral, because built into many of the engines of technology, there are already hidden values that sometimes are thrown at us the minute you open your computer. Now, this past week, I had the privilege of looking at a documentary called Captivated. It's an excellent one. I wish that every Christian family listened to this documentary. Throw it on a screen and watch it. It talks about the fact that the impact of the media is incredibly negative. It says that the more time in television, the more time in movies, the dumber you get. That's the words of this documentary, as it talks to experts across the field, though it is very Christian in its orientation. They said, for example, that young people who are constantly texting one another, not only is their attention span beginning to shrink, seriously shrinking, but in addition to that, they just play off of one another, and what their friends think is the most important thing, and they are not thinking any great thoughts, reading any great books, or really involved in any real meaningful way in life. In fact, many of them are finding a way to escape, and whoever wishes to escape from reality is really trying to escape from God. The trivial is emphasized and glorified. And then you have these stories, which I hope you get an opportunity to see. They interviewed families that decided that for 1 month there would be no media, none. Everything was shut down. How do you think that went down with the children? Well, it depends, of course, how addicted they were to the media. And many of them argued, you know, we can't do without it, our friends, blah, 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 blah. But the parents stood with it and said, no, this is the direction that we are going, and we're going to make sure that we have many family events and family fun times, and we're going to do things together, and we're going to work on projects. One young lady said a month later, now when we watch television, we don't even know what the real pull was. Why was it that we were so obsessed with TV? And then they interviewed a school principal who said that six parents came to him and they said that their children had ADHD. And the whole point was, we need medication for these hyperactive kids. Principal said, yeah, go ahead, get medication. But before you do, let's try an experiment. Give them three good meals a day. Cut out all of the trash that they are eating. Three good meals a day. Find out what nutritious meals are like. Number two, play with them for an hour a day. Let them play. The parents said, our neighborhood is far too frightening. It's unsafe. And he said, well, then go outside and play with them, which the parents did for an hour a day. Put them to bed by 9 o'clock at night and no media. I think he did say a half an hour a week, maybe. Later on, the parents say, after weeks of this, our kids are normal. Folks, when are we going to learn that this constant bombardment, the distraction, the constant need for noise, the constant need for looking at this video or that video, when are we going to learn that that bombardment of the soul defiles the soul and draws us away from God? You know what the problem is? I had a quote, but I didn't get a chance to print it out. And it's by a writer who says, and I'm paraphrasing now, that the chains of habit and addiction are so light you can't feel them. You don't even know that they are there. But when you try to get rid of them, suddenly you discover that they are as strong as chains. Now I can imagine somebody saying, well, you know, I just can't. You gave us these assignments, and you know every one of these messages has an assignment, and the same will be at the end of this message. But I can imagine that somebody says, well, you know, I sort of tried the assignment, but the passions are so strong, and during this week I failed. It may well be that I'm speaking to some people, at least, who this week spent more time in the media, even more time on the internet looking at salacious pictures than they did reading their Bible. The passions are so strong. I fail so repeatedly. What shall I do? And then there may be another question that they ask, and that question might be, when is all of this going to end, all of this struggle? If you're asking that question, I'm so glad that you did, because I have an answer for you. Maybe it's one that you have been waiting for. Maybe you haven't been waiting for it. It will end when you are laid out in a coffin and the pastor says such nice things about you that your friends think that they wandered into the wrong funeral parlor. I didn't expect you to laugh, but I did expect you to smile at least. Then it'll all be over. Chuck Swindoll says this, speaking about lust. He says, it is no respecter of persons, and it isn't, is it? Whether it's pastors, missionaries, people after God's own heart, we're all on a continuum. Swindoll says, it never gives up, it never runs out of ideas. Bolt your front door and it will rattle at the bedroom windows. Crawl into the living room, it will, and then it'll show up on the TV screen or wink at you at the magazine rack in the den. It'll always be there. But it's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. What we need today, after the messages that I preached and the ones that still are part of this series, are going to get very strong, because at some point, and it's probably the last in the series, I am going to have to speak about addictions. Because what I am discovering as I'm reading is so distressing, it drives me to tears. especially those who have been molested, those who began their addiction early in life, and the stronghold is overwhelming. And my heart says to you, there is hope, and the only reason I refer to such things is because of my concern for you, and as we shall see today, my concern for Jesus. And so all that still is in the future. But for today, I want us to just look back and think about grace. What we need is grace at this moment, because failure is everywhere. How do we respond to grace? So take your Bibles and turn, if you would please, to the book of Titus. Titus, and if you're using the Bible that is there in the seat ahead of you, it is actually Titus, page 998. And the book of Titus, chapter 2, is what we are looking at. Titus, chapter 2. And I clearly am confused with my notes here. And that's perfectly fine. That seldom happens, but in a contingent universe, anything is possible, except squeezing toothpaste back into a tube and the Cubs winning a World Series. In a contingent universe, anything is possible. I now have my notes straight. It's actually Titus chapter 2, and I'm picking it up at verse 11. Well, my friend, I certainly hope that you listen next time and find out what that passage in Titus actually says. This is part of a series of messages titled, Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. I don't have to tell you, do I, how important it is that we face these issues head on? You know, there are many homes and many churches where all of these issues are, so to speak, pushed under the rug, as the saying goes, rather than recognizing that all of us struggle, all of us are on a journey, and the question is, what direction are we going? I may be speaking to someone and you say, Pastor Lutzer, my home is bound because of sexual addiction, perhaps pornography or some other kind of sexual addiction. Well, in these messages, by God's grace, I attempt to help people in the struggle. As a matter of fact, at the end of the series, as we near the end, I actually speak on the subject of sexual addictions. I want to thank the many of you who pray for us. Many of you contribute to our ministry. We are making a difference. We're attempting to help people to live with biblical truth. Meanwhile, if you wish to connect with us and let us know what a blessing Running to Win has been, simply go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org, especially if you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ as a result of these sermons. God bless you. Have a good day all day, and be sure to tune in next time for Running to Win and a continuation of this series.
Erwin Lutzer, introducing What Grace Teaches Us, another message in a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Next time, more lessons from the Book of Titus. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.